Look out! Look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Alone at last.
I made your favorite.
Fried chicken!
No.
Hamburgers?
No, your favorite, Pee-wee.
Cheese sandwich!
No.
I know, turkey a la king.
No.
Vegetarian plate.
No.
Shepherd pie?
No.
Olive loaf.
No.
Can't think of anything else.
I give up.
It's egg salad, darling.
Egg salad, my favorite. Egg salad-y.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sure is, Pee-wee.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Arr! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hey, right, pipe down there. Settle down.
Yeah!
I know, it's great.
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
All right, cats, kittens are giving away maybe $500-$600 here.
Whoa!
A lot of callers' chance to win $100 bills right now. What you need to do is get out a pencil, piece of paper. I like a Sharpie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you like Sharpies. You even write checks with Sharpies.
Yeah, I do. And what's wrong with that?
Did you ever hear me complain about it?
Constantly.
Yeah, I guess I did.
For years.
We're going to play Can You Get Two Taps? Listen to these fabulous singers. This is a homemade jingle right here.
Here's your chance to win a prize from Don and Mike's own pen. Just make it through their list of lies from 1 to number 10.
Bam.
Beautiful. It's an easy game. Buzz?
Yes.
May we get you a stool?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
What happened?
Well, I lowered myself so I could type and write down the
Oh, you're going to use lies. You're going to use the keyboard.
Yes, I was.
That's
oh,
good.
Is that allowed?
His record keeping is very accurate when he does it that way.
Yeah, I forgot the last time we did this. I think Buzz actually typed up all this stuff so you and I didn't have to worry about writing everything down.
We just kind of pigeon scratch it, and then he finalizes it.
I can be of some help here, I think.
So Buzz,
yes.
Who had his stool softened, because what happened is the stool that Buzz normally sits on went down a couple
shrunk.
Of notches.
Yes.
I heard a commercial for an investigative study for people that have chronic pain medication and therefore have chronic constipation. And they're asking people to participate in a survey. And I don't know, are any of us on opiate painkillers right now where we would need that? I don't think so.
No, not at this time.
But I'm wondering what kind of
Rob.
You looked around at Rob.
Rob,
you're not on any opiate painkillers right now.
No, but when I was, there was problems.
You had some
really?
Impaction?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know what?
What?
Now I'm back to the colitis, and if anything, it's the other direction.
Oh, good for you. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So get out a paper. Uh-huh. Get out a Sharpie.
That's right.
If you're
or a pen.
Uh-huh. You know, get out a Sharpie if you're a professional.
Well, if it's a Sharpie, it's got to be a very, very fine point.
Or a
it doesn't
keyboard.
Have to be. It can be like this. This is kind of a dull point, like me, kind of dull. Either way, if you can write big so you can understand the names, here's how we play this game.
Right.
You call up your mom or your dad, and you tell them right up front, you're on the radio,
right,
that you're playing a game. And it works generally in whatever city you live in. However, it would really be best for our purposes here if people from D.C. call in.
Because you want to use local anchor talent.
Because
local television news talent. It doesn't have to be an anchor.
Eventually, what you're going to do is tell from 1 to 10 lies to your parents. Each one, bless you, Mike.
Thank you.
Each one is larger in stature, more unbelievable.
Well, you're setting up the story, and each lie involves the setup getting to the culmination.
And you're going to end up having glorious 4, 5, 6, 7-way sex. That's what you're going to end up telling
sometimes
your
in
parents.
A whirlpool bathtub.
Right.
And this time, instead of using famous national celebrities, we're going to be doing all local TV anchor, weather, whatever people.
Gotcha.
So it would really help if you're here in D.C. and your mom or dad happens to be a fan of local news.
You know what? I guess you could play from around the country, from our 25 cities we broadcast.
Well, Mark S. Allen comes to mind.
If you wanted to call your mom, listen, she won't know who these people are. You can just tell them the names.
Right.
Yeah, who cares? Everybody can play. Let's just do the list.
Would you accept a national news personality.
No, it's got to be local because I think, I just think there will be a charm to it.
I believe you're right.
When we get all of the names together, and besides, we've talked about these people enough.
Right.
That I think the people in Sacramento by now know who Holly Morris is, mm-hmm. yeah. even though she's just a high-pitched poodle on the Fox 5 Morning News.
Right.
But I really would like to make a request that Holly Morris come in late to the party.
Yes.
She's like perhaps they arrive at Holly's house.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'd like for Holly to be the plate.
I agree. Yeah.
It's kind of a different twist.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
We had glorious seven-way sex, and Holly was the plate.
Seven-way.
Each lie more outrageous than the last.
The end's got to be, and Holly was the plate. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's start. Again, we're using local anchor people.
We haven't done this in a long time.
So this would be the first lie. True. Hey, Mom and Dad, guess what? I was downtown in D.C. today doing like a thing for my job, make up something here that applies. And I was coming out of the Watergate Hotel, and you're not going to believe it, but coming through the revolving door, I actually bumped into Howard Bernstein from Channel 9.
I had a hunch.
Okay, so whatever. You're going through a revolving door in a hotel,
right?
In a restaurant, whatever. You run into Howard Bernstein, weather guy from Channel 9. Mm-hmm. That's the first line. Mike.
I told him I was a really big fan of his, and I loved his weather. And he said, oh, really? Would you like to meet some other Channel 9 personalities? That's the second line. I told him I was a really big fan of his, and I loved his weather. And he asked me if I would like to meet some other Channel 9 personalities.
Okay. So we got into the elevator, and it smelled. Hold on, I'm getting ahead of myself. We got into the elevator. And Howard said, hold on, I forgot Todd. Okay, as we're getting into the elevator. No, strike that.
Okay.
Strike that.
All right, start again.
Read it back from the beginning, please,
all
Buzz.
Right. All right. Number one, I was downtown from my job, and I was coming out of the Watergate Hotel. I ran into Howard Bernstein from Channel 9. That's lie number one. Number two, I told him I'm a big fan, and he said, would you like to meet some of the other Channel 9 personalities?
Got it. Okay, so Mom, you're not going to believe this. The next thing I know, we're walking back into the hotel. We get in the elevator. We get off at the third floor. He opens the door, and standing there, shirtless, is Todd McDermott, the trusted anchor man from Channel 9. So that's number three, Todd McDermott.
Walk back into hotel, go to the third floor, go to room. Todd McDermott answers door topless.
Right.
Just a towel around his waist.
Right. Oh, and a towel, okay.
In a towel. And you can make something up like it. He said, oh, I'm going out to get ice. Come on in. All right. Number four.
Todd says to me, welcome to our local news party. Come on in and meet the gang. And seated on the couch right in front of me, topless, is Channel 4's Barbara Harrison. Todd McDermott says to me, come on in and meet the gang. Uh-huh. And seated in front of me on the couch topless is Barbara Harrison.
Okay. I'm just getting past Barbara Harrison.
We haven't even Harrison. Like had a limo ride or anything. We're already at the hotel. This party's roaring.
I sit down and I said to Barbara, what's that smell? And she said, oh, Gordon Peterson went in his adult diaper. Okay? So I sat down on the couch with topless Barbara Harrison, and she said, do you smell that? And I said, yes. She said, oh, that's Gordon Peterson's adult diaper. He's filled it. Mm-hmm.
Gordon Peterson, number five.
She said, Mike. Gordon Peterson.
Adult diaper.
Adult diaper.
Number six, please, Mike.
Number six.
Number six.
Barbara says, we've all had way too much to drink. As a matter of fact, my broadcast partner, Joe Cribbs, is in the bathroom vomiting.
Number six.
She says, we've all had way too much to drink.
Joe Cribbs is vomiting.
Joe Cribbs is in the bathroom vomiting.
Line number seven. So, as I started to walk into, hold on, are you at the bathroom now?
Yeah, she just tells him that Joe Krebs is in the bathroom vomiting. Maybe maybe he goes in to investigate.
The next thing I know, I got pushed out of the way by Gordon Peterson, who said it was an emergency and he had to get on the toilet.
Okay.
Oh, no, hold on. Strike that. Strike that, please.
Strike that.
Buzz, will you read them all back, please, thus far? Be a love.
Yes. Number one, I was downtown from my job and coming out of the Watergate Hotel, and I ran into Howard Bernstein from Channel 9. Lie number two, told him I'm a big fan, and he said, would you like to meet some other Channel 9 personalities? Lie number three, we got into the elevator and got off on the third floor. The door opens, and anchorman Todd McDermott is standing there in just a towel. Number four, lie number four, Todd says, welcome to our local news party. Come on in and meet the gang. On the couch, topless, is Channel 4's Barbara Harrison. Lie number five, I sat down and said to Barbara, what's that smell? And she said, Gordon Peterson went in his adult diaper. Lie number six, Barbara says, we've all had too much to drink. In fact, my broadcast partner Joe Krebs is in the bathroom vomiting, which brings us to lie number seven.
Thank you.
You bet.
Mom, when I went in there, there was a woman putting on a show with toys. Her name was Holly Morris. She was in the bathroom putting on a show with toys. Her name, Holly Morris.
Very good. That's lie number seven.
Number eight now, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the bathroom floor enjoying the toy show. I got to think of the guy that I want here.
Can I throw one in?
Yeah, go ahead. You can give me a name.
Okay, you can choose from Brian Bolter, Steve Villanueva, Joe Witte.
Right. Or I've got one.
Okay, go.
Sitting on the floor enjoying the toy show, wearing panties, women's panties, was Will Thomas.
Oh.
Sitting on the floor.
I should have mentioned her.
Enjoying the toy show, wearing women's panties, was Will Thomas.
Then lie number nine.
That's right.
Will. Hold on.
Yeah, we got to get to it.
Yeah, it's time to close in.
I think everybody's got to follow them into the bathroom now.
Oh, no. Will said, hey, everybody, somebody get in here and help me with Gordon's diaper.
Okay.
Will Thomas finally said, someone's got to come and help me with Gordon Peterson's diaper. And we've got to get him cleaned up. And we got to get him in the shower. Or in the tub. But man, he's like walking poop.
All right, Will said, help me with Gordon's diaper. Let's put him in the tub.
Gordon Peterson tub. And then number 10, of course, would be. And then, Mom, one thing led to another. And
Howard
one,
Bernstein.
Two, three, four, five, eight. Six, eight.
Todd McDermott.
Barbara Harrison.
Joe Krebs.
Holly Morris. Will Thomas. Is that all?
It comes to eight with the player.
We had glorious eight-way sex, and Holly was the plate. I know this is confusing, cats. Please bear with us.
Eight-way sex?
Glorious eight-way sex.
And that's required, right? That verbiage.
Yeah, glorious eight-way sex, and Holly was the plate.
And Holly was the plate.
Now, as you...
And you will have to mention all the names again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then, Mom, Howard Bernstein, Todd McDermott, Gordon Peterson, Joe Krebs, Will Thomas...
Holly Morris
and I...
What are they? Harrison.
Barbara Harrison all had glorious eight-way sex, and Holly was the plate.
Let's line this up now with Buzz Burbank.
Very good.
Buzz?
Yes.
For those listening who want to play, now here's what we'll do on our next break. We'll call your mom or your dad.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you sell this to them.
Right.
You can take your time, work your way, whatever way you need to, through this minefield of lies.
Work it, baby.
What we don't want is for any time your mom or dad to say, I don't believe you. This could not have happened.
Right.
So if you make it all the way through all 10, you win a glorious $100. Here are your 10 lies in order with Buzz.
Lie number one. I was downtown for my job, and coming out of the Watergate Hotel, I ran into Howard Bernstein from Channel 9. Lie number two. I told him I'm a big fan, and he said, would you like to meet some other Channel 9 personalities? Lie number three. We got into the elevator and got off on the third floor. The door opens, and Anchorman Todd McDermott is standing there in just a towel. Lie number four. Todd says, welcome to our local news party. Come on in and meet the gang. And there on the couch, topless, is Channel 4's Barbara Harrison. Lie number five. I sat down and said to Barbara, what's that smell? And she said, Gordon Peterson went in his adult diaper. Lie number six. Barbara says, we've all had too much to drink. In fact, my broadcast partner, Joe Krebs, is in the bathroom vomiting. Lie number seven. When I went in, a woman was putting on a show with toys. Her name is Holly Morris. Lie number eight. On the bathroom floor watching the show and wearing women's panties was Will Thomas. Lie number nine. Will said, hey, somebody get in here and help me with Gordon's diaper. We got to get him into the tub and get him cleaned up.
And Buzz, if Mom or Dad believes all the way to this point.
That brings us to lie number 10, which is, then one thing led to another, and Howard Bernstein, Todd McDermott, Barbara Harrison, Gordon Peterson, Joe Krebs, Holly Morris, Will Thomas, and I had glorious eight-way sex, and Holly was the plate.
Yeah! I like it. It comes together at the end. Nice. Very nice lie.
Good job.
That is a tough one to get out.
That is very difficult to get out.
Good luck.
We're going to give the rest of this hour to this because...
Yeah, and I think that really, you know, you have to weave the tale, but you got to get all the pertinent parts of each stage in there correctly.
It's going to take some finessing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Boy, what a nice lie, though. It really is. What a nice candy to get to 10, and then it's, you know, Holly is the plate. Right?
Tonight on News 4 at 5 p.m., Doreen Gensler reports on a group of local doctors who are helping diabetics save their limbs.
That's the guy that's throwing up in the corner.
Local news party.
Joe Krebs.
Local, and this candy get to 10 should be local news sex party.
The time. We're looking at a live picture out of Dulles Airport where there's a team of snow removal vehicles going through the... over the tarmac. I don't know if it doesn't look like they're cleaning anything because the tarmac looks pretty clean right now.
This is a highly extraordinary race of snow clearing vehicles. They're going around.
I'm going to throw up.
Holly was the plate.
Yes, sir. Take your panties off, Will.
So call us at 877-365-3636. Now, Joe will be your... Hey, Joe?
Joe?
Yes. What are you listening to back there?
Huh?
What are you enjoying on the internet?
Oh, a guy who reads minds.
Joe.
Can you read my mind?
Yes.
Okay, what am I thinking?
Don and Mike go to break.
No.
Oh.
Try again.
We're going to be playing a game.
Oh, I know. I'm standing by for people to call.
Great. And if you would be so kind as to help people out with the names. I know it's not your nature, but help people out with the names.
I have the list for you, Joe.
Okay, no problem.
For the game. Hey, listen. When you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
You said you weren't going to do this.
Are you going to not listen like you not listen now during our show?
That's entirely possible.
Okay.
That's good news.
I find it somewhat unnerving, Mike. Yeah. You know, we look up and go, okay, you ready for this? And he's
back. I can't
there.
Imagine why you would find that unnerving, that he's watching something on the internet while we're doing his show.
What was he watching?
A mind reader.
It must be very good.
Is he prepping for the Joe show? That's what I want to know.
Outstanding question. Joe?
No, it has nothing to do with my show. I was waiting for it to download so long, and I'm just waiting for us to go to break so we can get some contestants. I'm on board.
Okay, good. I like the enthusiasm. Thank you, Joe.
Right on.
Joe Arden's your team player.
All the way.
Okay, so you guys, 877-365-3636. Buzz, give us those names one more time, just the names.
All right, the names are Howard Bernstein, Todd McDermott, Barbara Harrison, Gordon Peterson, Joe Krebs, Holly Morris, Will Thomas, and you.
There you go.
All right, 877-365-3636. Let's give away some money. Let's make this happen. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.